At the Savannah Boxing Gym on the city's southwest side, Juan Diaz arrives for a workout just like the dozens of other aspiring boxers there. Blue shorts, a white t-shirt, and no entourage. This is not what you'd expect from someone who just won the WBA Lightweight Championship 2 weeks ago and is one of boxing's up-and-coming stars. But for Diaz, boxing is just one part of his life. Later this month, he'll begin classes at the University of Houston downtown as he works his way toward a degree in political science.
I'm going to use that to get into law school, so me becoming a world champion, it was a great feeling. Now my second goal is to become a lawyer one day, and that's going to be, I think when I accomplish that, then I'm going to say, well, I've done everything I wanted to do in this lifetime.
Diaz has been balancing his life as a professional fighter and a student for several years now. He's taking three classes this fall, just enough to keep him busy with bookwork as he trains to defend his title later this year.
What if in that one fight I break my hand or break my leg? Then I don't have nothing else, and that's why I'm following my education. And even if I become a millionaire, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of rich people that are at home and have nothing to do. So if I have a college degree, then I can go out and work, and not for the money, but just to do something.
We're trying out some real good fighters here. And Juan, of course, is in a class himself. It's just hard to compare any kid with that kid.
Willie Savannah is like a proud father when he talks about Diaz. He owns the gym situated in the tough Gulfton neighborhood and began training Diaz when he was 8 years old.
He told me one day about 3 years ago, listen, man, I'm tired of going to school and boxing. You know, he's just one of those days. I said, okay, hey, no problem. I said, you can quit boxing. What? I said, nope, forget it, he said. I said, no, you're not going to quit school. You quit boxing, that's fine. But no, so he never mentioned that to me. And now since then, he started adding hours to his curriculum.
At the University of Houston downtown, Executive Director of Student Affairs Tommy Thomason taught Diaz a computer class and didn't even know he was a professional boxer until other students told him.
Juan seems to be planning for the possibility that he may have to do something besides fight at some point in his life. And he seems like he's doing it conscientiously. He's not assuming that he's always going to be taken care of or anything like that. He wants to get an education because he wants to get an education.
Diaz says he'd like to box for another 5 years or so and then move on to the next chapter in his life. You can find out more about Juan Diaz on our website, KUHF.org. Jack Williams, Houston Public Radio News.